Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I watch movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And I got something really special going on for the next couple of months as I count down my top 50 favorite movies of the 2010s. Alright guys, I'm here counting down my top 50 favorite movies of the 2010s. I brung the list down to 50. It was a very rigorous process. I had to eliminate some movies. There's some movies that I like, but I had to be like, do I like them really that much? Because I brung it down. I broke it down to rewatchability quality. I broke it down to how it impacted my life. And I broke it down to how it impacted the business. Some of these movies didn't impact the business very much. These are just movies that I personally like. You know, some of them, like I said, some of them didn't. Some of them were just like, hey, I just personally like this movie. If you got some movies that you like, you could send them to me. You could send me a voice message. I linked it to my Twitter account, which is I Watch This As an Adult on Twitter. You can go check that out there. Let's get started. What I'm gonna break them down. You're gonna get a video each week with me breaking down my 50 favorite movies. It's just one video. I'm gonna do one movie at a time. And it's not really a review. It's just me pretty much just gushing over a movie. And this is not gonna. I'm not even gonna be up here for long. It's gonna be like at least under these videos, not videos, but these recordings are just gonna be under 20 minutes at least. So let's get started with number 50. My number 50 is Deadpool. This is a character that I kind of got hooked on to, I want to say, maybe in the late 90s, I want to say. I mean, like, he's been around since 1992. He made his debut in The New Mutants in 1992. He made a brief appearance, very brief, and it wasn't even him. I think it was, I want to say Mystique. Shapeshifted into him in like an episode of X-Men or some shit. I don't know, but that was like his first on-screen. That was Deadpool's first on-screen appearance. Of course, he showed up in X-Men's Origins Wolverine, which is a terrible, terrible fucking movie. So bad. And Ryan Reynolds played him in that movie without the mask. They pretty much took everything that Deadpool stood for and just made their own character in that movie, because they sewed his mouth shut. His nickname is the Merc with the Mouth, yet they taped his mouth shut. They gave him optic blast. They gave him like claws coming out of his hands. I don't even remember what the fuck that was about. I think they gave him like teleporting abilities too, if I can recall. I try to forget the Wolverine movie, the first Wolverine movie. I really do. But yeah, man, that happened. But a couple years later, Ryan Reynolds put out some test footage of him as Deadpool, as the comic book Deadpool. They turned it into a movie. It's one of the best superhero movies I've seen in a long time, especially in the saturation of superhero films that have come out. This is kind of like one of the ones that stands out, you might say, because for one, it's rated R, That's new. Pretty much all superhero movies are PG-13. I want to say except for like the Blade series. There's been a couple of rated R superhero films, like Blade. Watchmen was rated R. Watchmen wasn't very successful, but it was rated R. I actually like Watchmen. Watchmen's one of my favorite movies. You know, I know a lot of people don't like it. I know a lot of people don't like the ending. There's certain things that like, oh, that's not in the comic and all this crap. But I thought it was a competent film, at least, and coming from Zack Snyder, that's saying something. You know, coming from Zack Snyder. But anyway, I love this movie. Deadpool's like one of my favorite fucking superhero movies. I like the risks that it took. At least the first one. The second one is pretty much a rehashing of the first one to me, with certain things. And I think they kind of go a little bit too far, because the first one's charming to me. The first Deadpool is so fucking charming to me. The first Deadpool is funny, sharp, got good action in it. And I think they just tried to retread that in the second one, you know. But I think, and then it made a lot of money at the box office, and it pushed superhero movies to be something more. You might say this is the movie that really popped that off, just started that off. We were so like, hey, we don't have to do beam in the sky superhero movies all the time. We can do something different. We can do something fresh. We can do something rated R. It doesn't have to be for kids. You know, it's how we get movies like Joker, which I'm not really a fan of Joker, but it happened. It's something that people like, and it showed that you could go beyond what superhero movies are. Getting Birds of Prey. Whenever you watch this, that's already out, or it's whenever, you know, like you get into stuff like Birds of Prey, that's also a rated R superhero movie. You're gonna get probably much more superhero movies that are rated R in the future, but like this is really like the thing that set that off. It was just like, hey, superheroes aren't just for kids. That's pretty much what Deadpool said. Deadpool said superheroes aren't just for kids. They can be for adults. Adults can go and see this movie and not have to worry about kids, pretty much. And I like that they took that risk. I like that this movie took that risk, so everybody else can take that risk now. You know, I still like PG-13 superhero movies, because most of the superhero movies are PG-13, but This was just something very new, very fresh to me. And that's why it's my number 50 all-time favorite movie of the 2010s. I will be back next week with number 49. Stay tuned, because this one may be controversial. Peace out.